Welcome to SciBud, your science buddy, bringing you the freshest breakthroughs from bioimaging. We use AI to bring you science news daily. I'm Maple, your guide for today's quick dive into an exciting new discovery. Today, we'll explore the intriguing world of a microalga called Euglena gracilis, focusing on its recently uncovered capabilities for producing a valuable biomolecule known as beta-glucan. Researchers have developed a new mutant strain of this microalga that significantly increases beta-glucan production. But along with these exciting findings, we'll also discuss some critiques raised about the study, ensuring we have a balanced view of the research. Now, why is beta-glucan so important? This polysaccharide is known for its immunological, antioxidant, and moisturizing properties, making it an attractive ingredient for use in functional foods, cosmetics, and pharmaceuticals. As the demand for high-value biomolecules rises, exploring sustainable sources like Euglena becomes increasingly crucial. To kick off their study, researchers developed a UV-induced mutant strain of E. gracilis, dubbed UV-199. To identify this promising strain, they implemented a novel screening strategy using a method based on aniline blue staining. This method allowed them to assess beta-glucan levels efficiently in large numbers of samples, a significant improvement over traditional screening techniques. The researchers didn't just stop at creating this mutant. They optimized the growth conditions for UV-199 by manipulating the culture medium's composition and adjusting crucial environmental factors like pH and temperature. By employing a technique called response surface methodology, they identified the optimal concentrations of glucose and monosodium glutamate, two key ingredients for fostering E. gracilis growth. They found that using 25.9 grams of glucose and 5.8 grams of MSG per liter of the culture medium, in conjunction with other nutrients, could yield a substantial increase in beta-glucan production. But how much of a difference did it make? After optimizing these elements, the researchers reported beta-glucan productivity reaching up to 4.29 grams per liter per day, which is an impressive 114% improvement compared to the wild-type strain of E. gracilis. Such advancements could ultimately pave the way for commercial applications in diverse industries, from food to cosmetics. To ensure the findings were robust, the study team also emphasized the importance of validating their results. They meticulously documented their methods, followed accepted statistical techniques, and conducted multiple rounds of experiments to confirm their results. This attention to detail is crucial for scientific credibility. While the study does showcase some strong contributions, it's important to look at it through a critical lens. An AI expert reviewer highlighted some strengths and weaknesses. On the strength side, they noted that the article excels in methodological clarity, providing enough detail for future researchers to reproduce the experiments. This is crucial for the advancement of scientific knowledge. However, a notable weakness pointed out was the need for improved transparency regarding data availability. While supplementary materials were referenced, clarity about whether all relevant datasets are openly accessible would further enhance the study's reproducibility. Additionally, the research was praised for its innovative approach in using a novel aniline blue-based screening method. This innovation not only improves efficiency but also adds a valuable tool to the scientific toolbox when it comes to rapidly assessing beta-glucan levels. Interestingly, the study's clarity and readability stood out as well. The writing effectively translated complex scientific results into a format accessible for both specialists and general audiences, making the content engaging for a broader range of listeners. But let's zoom out for a moment. Why does this matter? The growth in interest for bioactive components like beta-glucan reflects broader trends towards sustainability in food and health industries. As we continue to seek alternative sources for natural compounds that benefit our health or enhance products we use daily, research like this sheds light on the potential of microalgae, an often overlooked resource. To summarize, the study of E. gracilis UV-199 presents exciting opportunities for increasing beta-glucan production. By employing innovative methodologies and rigorous validation approaches, researchers have laid down a marker in microalgal research. However, there is always room for improvements, especially relating to sharing data for reproducibility. As we wrap up today's episode of SciBud, remember that every scientific discovery builds upon the last, and being open to critique is essential for growth in research. Stay curious, stay engaged with science, and we'll see you next time for more fascinating explorations. Thank you for tuning in.